Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The United States is deeply committed to the U.S.-Japan alliance. On his recent trip to the region, Secretary of State Antony Blinken stressed that together, the United States and Japan are addressing core security concerns, including North Korea's nuclear weapons program and maritime security across the region. Other priority issues facing the United States and Japan include COVID-19, climate change, and cybersecurity. The United States and Japan are committed to promoting democracy, human rights, and the rule of law. But these values are under threat in many places, including in this region, warned Secretary Blinken.
In Burma, the military is attempting to overturn the results of a democratic election and is brutally repressing peaceful protesters. And China uses coercion and aggression to systematically erode autonomy in Hong Kong, undercut democracy in Taiwan, abuse human rights in Xinjiang and Tibet, and assert maritime claims in the South China Sea that violate international law.
We're united in the vision of a free and open Indo-Pacific region where countries follow the rules, cooperate whenever they can, and resolve their differences peacefully, said Secretary Blinken.
And in particular, we will push back if necessary when China uses coercion or aggression to get its way. The Indo-Pacific region is increasingly the center of global geopolitics. It's where so much of the history of the 21st century is going to be written. There are competing visions for how that story should go. Japan and the United States, together with our allies and partners, will be strong advocates for our shared approach, grounded in our values and our joint commitment to the security and well-being of all our people.
We look ahead to the future together with confidence that the friendship between Japan and the United States will endure. But not only endure, it will grow, said Secretary Blinken. And together we will build a stronger, healthier future for all of our people.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.